Com.
We're actively managing the situation as a unified command, and we have approved a plan to remove the contents of the breached container. We expect that to begin today. 7 rail cars derailed, 4 of which contained vinyl chloride. 1 of those containers of vinyl chloride breached. There are other vinyl chloride containers, and so, you know, we still need to remove those type of containers. And so there is still a potential for releases in the future, even after we take care of the one that breached originally.
Crazy train wreck just outside of Philadelphia. One of the many things that happened heading into the weekend and being dealt with during the 2 days that followed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a good one and made it count. Can you believe we're getting that much closer to the holidays and falling off the cliff at the same time? 30 days and counting, and we will be there. Can you believe it? It's already the first week, full week in December. We're going to hear much of that same conversation as what's going to happen. More taxes, tax the rich, slash Social Security. What happens to entitlements? The same conversation flying around our heads and making us dizzy because nobody can get to the bottom of it is what we're going to continue to hear really throughout the entire month. Back to the train wreck, though. I saw some video. My cousin sent it to me because it wasn't too far from where I grew up, actually, and where I just came from over the Thanksgiving break. You had 2 tanker cars just dangling from this collapsed railroad bridge. And the problem is the chemicals that then were dumped over and the concern over what was going to happen and the cleanup, because you had people that were taken to Underwood Memorial Hospital, about 71 people that say they were having respiratory problems and scratchy throats and all that other stuff. So you have 3, as of my last check, in stable condition. Schools are on lockdown because they're worried. They evacuated the area. It happened on Friday. And you had 1 car that went into Manchewa Creek in New Jersey, and this is about 20 minutes or so, give or take, from Philadelphia. And you heard him say that 7 cars in all fell over the bridge. And the reason that this is, and that was Captain Todd Weimers, the reason it's so interesting is the cleanup is so difficult, and it goes to the whole bridge, faulty bridge thing again. And, you know, the state is saying, look, it's no environmental emergency, but a toxic chemical from one of the train cars dissipated. So that has to be a concern. So you have the National Transportation Safety Board people, thick as thieves all over this thing, trying to assess what happened, why this, you know, why the bridge went and the cars did what they did. They even put booms in the creek as a precaution, because they're trying to contain more chemicals. They're trying to contain that 180,000 pounds of chemicals, give or take, that supposedly was released in the creek. Now, here's the thing. If you live near this creek, you have kids, and they say, oh, yeah, there's a chemical leak. But don't worry, that's not a real serious danger to the environment. But there's 180 pounds of this stuff, by the way, that's dissipating into the air. Yeah. So the surrounding air is being monitored. They're saying that it's safe right now, but safe is a relative term, I think. And, you know, you're talking about vinyl chloride that's used to make plastic and vinyl products, including some of the PVC pipes. That's what the chemicals were being used for. So you got to think of what is the short-term exposure if you happen to get that stuff that's in the air to high levels of vinyl chloride. And it has central nervous system effects. You can look it up. I looked it up. Dizziness, drowsiness, headaches. That's what happens. That's what you get when you inhale that stuff. So you had 2 cars dangling from the wrecked bridge and trying to pull this whole thing from this structure that obviously started to crack. They say they had a major rebuild 3 years ago. But here you have 3 major trains that go across the bridge every single day. So they got to look at the maintenance of this track and bridge and what, you know, what happened here. And then, of course, they do the familiar alcohol testing of the crew to see if there was something that was related to that. And they can't determine at this point a cause of the incident. They had problems with cleaning this up, too, because they had some fog that they were dealing with. So the wreck was serious enough that you had the Coast Guard crews that were trying to clean up, and you could smell that odor in the air, and they told people to stay inside and, as a precaution, keep all the windows closed. So certainly there was an impact to the community. So I love it when they say that. No, it's okay. The air quality is okay until we tell you it's not okay. Upon further review, we thought originally it was, yeah. When they tell you 180 pounds of whatever is out there, I'm thinking you're not going anywhere near that. And hopefully you weren't in the situation where the people were, where they were exposed to it, because if you just happen to be in the wrong spot, that's why you have those three that are in critical condition right now and are being guarded in the hospital. Obviously, it was enough to damage them that they found themselves in that position. Mother Nature was a disaster for people on another coast, and that's in California, in Northern California. It was all about the weather. It wasn't about train wrecks. It was about the weather and what the weather was doing to travel there. The traffic was awful in places outside of the San Francisco Bay Area. People headed to Napa. Napa was just a flooded mess because of the creeks and the rivers there. However, the last storm that hit, because there was three in a row, wasn't quite as bad as they thought, but certainly there was enough flood damage and down trees and power lines that PG&E, which is the electrics company in Northern California, they're scrambling around with all their crews trying to make sure that they can get up as much power as possible so that there was enough damage there to warrant that, and enough people are in the dark who are upset and doing what the people in the East Coast were doing a month and a half ago with Sandy, trying to figure out when is the power going to come back and what are they going to do in the meantime. However, in this case, there's not as many people without power. We're talking about 95,000 here, 25,000 there in pockets, depending on where it is, whether it's Napa or whether it's Lake Tahoe, because in that area they were also hit, all those creeks and rivers, a lot of them overflowing. And especially in the wine country, they tried to sandbag as much as they could to try to help with a wall of the sandbags, because some of the retaining walls were going. And now it's a matter of cleanup with trees and branches and hopefully no more rain. It's, that's what happens, is that when they get periods of serious rain, that's when you start to see mudslides and those power lines that I said that went down, because they also had the high winds that wreaked havoc with the peninsula and over the bridge and whatnot. But it doesn't sound like it's going to be a state of emergency, at least not yet. They certainly haven't declared that, the governor of California. So that's probably the good news there, because we don't have any more money to pay for this kind of stuff if you're going to lean on the federal government for help. Haven't you heard? We're broke. We're still trying to figure it out. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan when it comes to entitlement reform is just quite frankly a joke. So I don't think they're serious about finding a deal. I think we're going over the cliff. It's pretty clear to me they've made a political calculation.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham's take on what's been offered up by the White House. You know, if you're a conspiracy theory kind of person, it's perfect to have us running around and confused over the numbers, because what's happened here is nothing's happened for 2 years, and we're not even quite sure of what direction anybody's headed in, other than in the same circle over and over again. They're like chickens with their heads cut off. As Graham was saying, is, look, we've got to reduce the deficit. We're going over the cliff. They're making a political move here. And there doesn't offer any kind of entitlement reform to save Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security, because it's going to go bankrupt. And it also raises $1.6 trillion on job creators that'll destroy the economy, and there's no spending controls. Okay, so do you think the people who create jobs, and this is the question, and this is what leads to the arguments about the tax rate rising. If somebody is making over $250,000, or they're a corporation, they're part of a corporation, and their taxes are going up, does this mean, boom, I am not going to create any more jobs because I got to hang on to any of the cash that I have? I'm not going to part with it, and I'm afraid by what's happening here. So why would I add any kind of positions? Seriously, what is the incentive to add positions? Or do you think that's rhetoric? See, it really does depend on what side of the line you're looking at to be the right side. Tim Geithner comes up with this $1.6 trillion in tax increases and $400 billion in cuts in entitlement spending. The House Speaker, John Boehner, says the White House doesn't really do enough to cut spending or reform entitlements. So I'm flabbergasted by it. So how could you ask for the tax increase with that? With the fact that they're not, they haven't done anything here. The White House has responded with virtually nothing. And they've asked for more money, and they've been asking the whole time they've been asking for that. So the bottom line is the Republicans aren't going to vote any of this, the proposal into place, and you have the same old standoff that you had before. I mean, what makes sense? There's got to be a compromise, like a contract means each side gets their questions answered and get a little bit of this and get a little bit of that, and they're not coming out with we're flabbergasted. Or Claire McCaskill saying she's sorry for Boehner's, way he's handling the deficit negotiations. And then you have Tim Geithner saying that, no, there's no deficit deal unless the taxes rise on the wealthy. So the bottom line is this. Either the taxes are going to go up, or they're not, and we're flying over the cliff. And the president ran on not raising, or on raising taxes, rather, on what he called the 1%. So they're not going to cut a deal. And listen, across-the-board tax cuts would mean elimination of the Bush tax cuts, elimination of other deductions, eliminations of subsidies to lots of people, elimination of foreign aid. And see, this is the thing. If, and I agree with Ron Paul when he said this, if you're really looking to cut and have a budget, then it has to be drastic. You can't pull out some of the gravy train riders and keep others on board. You can't do that. We have a $16.4 trillion debt. We're the taxpayers. We've been preyed upon, but we're left holding the bag dealing with this. So if they're going to make cuts, then the cuts would have to be on both sides. I mean, the cuts would have to be on both sides. So in all the times, that we've operated as a country, we have never, and of course I understand, bigger, more people, growing, blah, 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 but we have never seen anything like this. It's ridiculous. So can we keep Social Security and Medicare intact with no changes? Can we do that? The only way we can do that is by eliminating some of the things I said. Lots of the foreign aid. If it's not all the foreign aid, because people would shudder at the thought of that, then some of the foreign aid. We'd have to eliminate some of the subsidies. We'd have to eliminate deductions that, trust me, I take, you take, whatever. They're going to have to come up with a way to make some very, very painful cuts that are nonpartisan. Can you cut out the real gravy train riders? Can you do that? Or is it just not possible? Is it just not possible to do it? The Tea Party is saying, look out, it's going to be Tea Party times two if we go over the cliff, which is now, of course, the prediction. And it will be a production if that happens. Grover Norquist is saying there's going to be a massive backlash if we do fall over this, because he's certainly feeling the heat, since some of the Republicans are saying, well, I signed this pledge two decades ago or a decade ago, and I can't worry about that. We've got to focus on what's happening in Washington, and we've got to figure this out with this massive deficit. And here's the thing. What's happening in the United States is affecting the economy elsewhere, and that ultimately affects our markets. So if you have any kind of a 401k, if you have an IRA that you're trying to control yourself, this is the time where you have to teeter on decisions as to roll it all up into cash. Because, Jesus, this is my little tiny nest egg. What am I going to do if 30% of it collapses? And I've seen it. I lived through it. I lost 30%. Some of you lost 30%. And this is where we're back again. We're back to the same position. It's just a different deck of cards that we've been handed. So while we're sitting around playing with this, everybody else is watching and watching to see what's going to happen with the markets. I mean, does this all sound like gobbledygook nonsense to you? Are you tired of hearing about this for the last 2 years? Are you tired of thinking, well, how come for every job created there's 75 people on food stamps? Why is that? How many people do we have on unemployment, and how many people are drawing it indefinitely, can't find jobs, all that kind of stuff? And then people that work for the government, certainly they don't want to lose their jobs because the government is the best place to work right now. If you have any kind of a college degree, or even if you don't have a college degree, it seems to be some of the most secure jobs that you can possibly get. If you look up what are the best jobs to have, you'll see that government work of some sort is going to be on that list somewhere in listed a couple different ways. Here's a couple of quick cliff notes on the fiscal cliff, because I've been asked by Claire to define it. What do they mean, fiscal cliff? Well, the problem is the Congressional Budget Office says that we have this deficit. We need to reduce the deficit by $503 billion through the end of next September, or approaching $700 billion for the entire calendar year, because millions of jobs could be lost. So it's expiring tax cuts and across-the-board spending reductions to some domestic programs and the Pentagon. Here's a couple of the highlights: a cut in reimbursements for doctors who participate in Medicare. That's $11 billion. The expiration of unemployment benefits for long-term jobless people, that's $26 billion. The expiration of Obama's temporary 2% point cut in payroll taxes, that's $95 billion. And then the Bush-era tax cuts you keep hearing about on income and investments and married couples and blah, blah, blah. So then you got 26 million additional who will face the alternative minimum tax next filing season, which would raise their taxes by $3,700. But then by September, you're talking about $330 billion. And then there's a bunch of other tax cuts for businesses and people, what they call tax extenders. So like a tax credit for research and development and a deduction for sales tax in states that don't have an income tax. So you're talking about $65 billion there. Wow. All kinds of stuff in this cliff that we're dangling on. What would you do? 855-266-5283.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later. and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Well, party and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got a hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. That chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
$0.02 on the fiscal cliff. You can do that here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But we want to wish our extraordinary producer slash maestro slash person who keeps this show on the tracks, the glue of America Tonight, Matt Johnson, happy birthday. Woohoo! Another year.
Another year of turning 29.
Well, you know what? You're still young enough. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. You have plenty of life left in you. But there is something about once you hit that 30 mark, if things in your head, things kind of change. But 31, 32, 33, that's not old. Come on.
Yeah, I think turning 30 was more traumatic.
Yeah, that's a turning point.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Matt Johnson. That's when you get when your friends are busting your chops and they get those candles that you can't blow out and you huff and you puff, but you cannot blow the candles out on the cake, or they start putting zeros on the cake, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Jerry in Montreal joins us now. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? You're my. This is my favorite show.
Oh, thank you.
And you're a great hostess.
Thanks.
You know what? I'm kind of wondering, you know, the American dollar has gone down because at one time, you know, having living in the States and people sending me whatever gifts or money, the Canadian dollar was one time worth 65 American U.S. cents. Now it's worth more than the American dollar.
I know. And that shows you where we're headed, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm kind of wondering about these politicians. Like, what are they going to name the, if they do nothing, are they going to name it the Biner recession or something? I mean, these guys, all they're worrying about is getting reelected. They don't care.
That's it. That's what I said. It's, you know, CYA.
No, I think you're right. We need the third party.
I'm all for the third party. I think that in the future that's going to be what's going to help turn things around because it's too much of a log jam. And there's just too much control, really, with both parties barreling in the same, in opposite directions, but in turning the wheels the same way that they've always done it. And it's, you got to break it up somehow. How do you break it up?
And they don't seem to care.
You know, of course not. Because what is it about? It's about getting reelected. It's about doing what you think your constituents want to hear. And you keep playing that game over and over again.
Do you think it would make a difference if the House was not elected every 2 years, but elected every 4 years?
Yes, I do. I think it would make a huge difference because it's so quick. It's boom, and then they're running again. Boom, and then,
yeah, I know.
And I've had Congress
care about is the constituents.
Yeah, and I've had Congress people tell me that they got to run. What are they going to do? And somebody else said this to me, and I think it's so true. I had a congressman say this to me last year, that the problem, part of this, is, was Congressman Sarbanes. I think that he said this, and he's right. They also don't have any of these agreements. They get locked into whatever it is the narrative is, partially because they don't live in Washington. So they fly in on Tuesday, they fly out, they're not there for half the votes, they're running so much for re-election, they're focused on that, and then the work at hand isn't really the work at hand, it's everything but it.
And they actually think that, I mean, if there is a fiscal cliff and we go over it, then there's going to be problems, they're going to be worse for their own constituents.
Right. I agree with you because people are going to be upset. They're going to be upset by things that they don't even realize are part of this thing. Like what are the things that will not be tax breaks anymore? How does that relate to them? How much do their taxes go up overall? What is it in parceling out? Who's making what? What does that mean for whatever group you're in? And what does that mean for jobs? What does it mean for people who are getting government aid? What does it mean for all the red tape that is wrapped around all these things? I think it's going to be worse.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be worse. I do. And then there's going to be the blame game. Jared, thanks. I think it's going to be the blame game, and that's what happens. We have the soap opera of the constant same direction, saying the same thing over and over again. You know, it would kind of be like, and I know this is a wild analogy, but it would be like you have this class, and in this you have a class, a college class, and it's public speaking 101 or whatever. And each week you have to give a 5-minute speech, and you have to make an argument, and you have to pick whatever it is that you're going to argue about for the entire semester. But you have to come up with different things related to what you're arguing about for your point of view, and defend it, and sell it to the crowd. But if you have those 5 minutes every week that you have to do in this class, and you say the same thing over and over again, and you try to come up with clever ways to say the same thing, eventually everybody catches on, and you're not winning the argument. This is what's happening. This is what is happening. We're catching on. We get it. The people that were asleep because they're so busy, because they're working so much, and they're juggling their lives, and they're leaving it to the people they elected, are not leaving it to the people they elected anymore. They're concerned about what's happening to the leadership on the Hill. They're concerned about what's happening with the people they entrusted, who they voted for. That's why I think a third party is just inevitable in the future. And also because a lot of the younger people are, there's just no way they're putting up with this. Or we're going to have a complete rehaul of the system, which is doubtful. So I think that third party may become way more realistic. And as to what's going to happen with the cliff and flying over the cliff and whatever you want to describe it as, you know, it's all about the adjectives people are using. Boehner, flabbergasted. Tim Geithner, shocked that they don't understand the deal. It doesn't matter. They can keep pushing against each other, and it's not going to change because the people in Congress elected on, listen, I'm pushing to create more jobs. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to create more government. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have more deficit, and we're not going to do that to you. They're defending the position. And we're not going to raise taxes on people making more than $250,000. And then vice versa, from the other point of view, what the Democrats have said, and they're saying that it's scare tactics and that jobs will still be created. Then why aren't they talking to the people that create jobs? Because not everybody can be an entrepreneur. Not everybody can start their own job. You have to have workers. We have to still have manufacturing. We want to still have manufacturing because without it, we're dead in the water. We still are, believe it or not, the number one country for manufacturing. It's just getting more difficult to find those people, to put them in the positions because of the way manufacturing has changed over the past decade. And we're going to see that some of those jobs close up, and that's the name of the game. People want to be employed, I think, for the most part, because they want to feel good, they want to earn money, they want to be able to take a vacation, they want to be able to have breathing space, not to live paycheck to paycheck. They don't want to live in this crazy vacuum that they're caught up in, and that's what's happened. So this whole thing with the cliff is costly to you and to me. That's the people it's costly to. It's fuzzy political math. It's fuzzy nonsense as to what is going on in Washington. And you can't be serious can be applied to what they're trying to sell us. And I think nothing happens. They just fly over the cliff. All right, I wonder if this would happen. I read a story today. It might have been in the New York Times, some paper I read, and I thought this is interesting. I'm noticing this more from people. They're saying, from people that I know, that you have to take a look at how much you sit during the day. And I know this is a wild term, but maybe when they are on the Hill, they sit too much. And they're getting foggy in the head. They're getting dizzy. In the story that I read, they were talking about how much that you sit. If you sit for long stretches of time, that it's significant, even if you're a person who's pretty healthy. The British Journal of Sports Medicine and the European Association for the Study of Diabetes showed that people who didn't stand up more when they were working had serious health problems. It was a health hazard to them, and it hurt their cholesterol numbers. It increased the chances of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. And so that the thing that's starting to happen now is people are actually getting on a treadmill in offices, or they're standing and working and typing on the keyboard because they can't be crouched in front of the screen sitting for long periods of time because it's incredibly harmful to their health. So maybe we need to eliminate all the desks on the Hill and make these congressmen and senators stand when they're working. Make them stand. Make them get these desks that are adjustable and they can fit over various apparatuses. And maybe it gets the brain working better and the blood flowing because they have this adjustable desk. Certainly they're not adjusting to anything else. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A little odds and ends on the flip side.
Mm. Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there now is an automotive accessory that meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair upon the eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I realize I am so far away. Couldn't get away.
Odds and ends for you, mixing in some of that stuff. By the way, I'm standing right now as I am speaking with you because that's what the studies say. Heart attack, cholesterol, that kind of thing. We sit and hunched over, whether it's a microphone, a keyboard, or whatever, not good for you in the long run. And that's my theory. They're sitting around too much on the hill, in a sense, and not moving off of the same old salt and dance. What ultimately is the solution to the fiscal cliff? It's fresh blood in D.C., really fresh blood. I mean, they have to change in a lot of big ways, and I think the answer is changing term limits as to what instead of being reelected or running for reelection every couple of years, stretching that. We've talked about that on the show. We just mentioned it there. with our pal Jer, and I think that there are some serious things you got to look at, like focusing on issues at a time. It's like you have to just imagine a chalkboard. It's in every congressperson's office, every senator's office. Here's our top five things we're working on. And the idea is we're going to try to accomplish these by the end of the session. Before you go on vacation, before you get on the jet and go home, before you run for re-election, yes, there are a zillion things we have to do. But as anyone will tell you, if you have a goal and you have two to three goals and you work on those 2 to 3 goals, guess what? You can complete 2 to 3 tasks. If you have 3 to 7 goals, you will complete 1 of those tasks. If you have anywhere from 0 to 11 goals, you will not complete any of them. And we're like in that category of you're lucky if you complete any of them, if any legislation gets done, hammered on, and actually voted on, and you just have this endless ring around the rosy of the same things on the talk show circuit, on talking about the House. You know, it's like Nancy Pelosi saying they're going to try to force the House vote to extend the tax rates. You have Tim Geithner as part of the Sunday Swirl saying we're far apart, but I think we're moving in the right direction. You have John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, saying there's a stalemate. You have Senator Mitch McConnell saying he laughed out loud when he got the proposal. But the bottom line is nothing is happening. Nothing has so far has been accomplished. There's no pen to paper on to show us here's what has to happen. We know the numbers. We know the crazy math. And it makes it just absolutely makes no sense. All right, I don't want to go off on a wild tangent here, but this week it is your chance to really draw that line in the sand. Where do you stand on the so-called cliff? Should we just fall over the darn thing and let the chips fall where they may? We didn't do that with the banks too big to fail. And so many of you called the show and said, hey, banks too big to fail. Let them fail. That's what we need to do. Just let the banks fail. Why should we bail them out? And then ultimately, we did bail out the banks with no strings attached. So the banks don't lend as much money. They still pull the strings, have more power than you can imagine. And we, the people, have less power. That's what that ultimately amounted to, especially the no strings attached. What do David Letterman, what does David Letterman, Led Zeppelin, an actor, a ballerina, and a blues man have in common? Well, they were all part of the whole Kennedy Center Honors. You know, they do that maybe once a year, I think. So David Letterman got the honor, the Kennedy Center Honors, with the band Zeppelin. Not just Zeppelin, but Dustin Hoffman was also honored, the Chicago blues great Buddy Guy, and ballerina Natalia Makarov was also honored, and they do a little deal where they broadcast it, I want to say, on one of the networks, and, you know, the people come out and give a history or play, or they talk about, you know, how they got to where they are, and sometimes those things can be kind of interesting. The Letterman top 10 list put him on the map, and of course Dustin Hoffman, actor who spanned decades, and Led Zeppelin, Jack Black, who I think is pretty funny, said Zeppelin was the greatest rock and roll band of all time. You could dispute that, but pretty interesting. There's a lot of Zeppelin tributes, like Robert Plant and John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page seemed pretty teary-eyed, I guess, as they were watching the whole thing. And for the finale, Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson sang Stairway to Heaven. And then there was a choir with them and whatever. It sounded pretty interesting, actually. This was a kind of a crazy mix of people. Here's one for odds and ends that's rather strange. You know, you think of dolphins and how many people say, you shouldn't swim with dolphins, or how many people say they want to swim with dolphins. They've had that experience. And SeaWorld is a big deal to little kids because, of course, you know, SeaWorld, you have the whales, the dolphins, all that kind of stuff. And somebody was feeding a dolphin or dolphins at SeaWorld, and this was an 8-year-old, Jillian Thomas, and one of them bit her arm and almost dragged her into the water. So there goes that, probably that form of getting close to the dolphins. SeaWorld, I'm certain, will stop doing that and look at what happened and try to explain it. And the kid was in her second day of visiting SeaWorld. They were, you know, that they were making the rounds, and she had a plate of dolphin food. I guess what happened was she had a plate of dolphin food, and it was in the air, and they tell people not to do that. So the dolphin wanted the food and chomped down on her arm instead and almost dragged her into the water. So the 8-year-old has a set of teeth marks about the size. They're describing them as the size of dimes. Her parents are upset because they say that the SeaWorld people made it trivial. So they made the attack like it was nothing. And then SeaWorld said, well, nothing is more important to us than the health and welfare of our guests and our employees and the animals themselves. So maybe they're going to end up not feeding the animals, letting the kids feed the animals because of what happened here, or raise the limit, the age limit of the people who were feeding them. But I'm thinking, what are the parents doing not really on top of this kid beside her to make sure that she was feeding in the right way? Were they busy shooting, you know, taking pictures of her, or what happened? I would have a question about that. Because if you have your kid with you and they're feeding whatever they're feeding, I think you would be right on top of them for fear that something could happen, I guess. I don't know. And you certainly would be watching what the signs say not to do that, and that would make it probably a little bit more intense. Oh, the sign says, don't get too excited and wave the food around in front of the dolphins because they'll want the food while you stand there teasing them with it. And accidentally, that's what happened. Ooh. SeaWorld getting a bum rap. A couple of things have happened in the last couple of years, but this is bad. To have the if the dolphin had dragged that little girl in the water, wow, what a disaster. That would have been an even bigger nightmare than a bite to this 8-year-old's arm.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.